So in the 1920s, a psychoanalyst in Japan, the Freud of Japan, a guy named Morita, came up with a form of therapy. And his entire thesis, based on some ideas in Zen Buddhism, is about the fact that your feelings are irrelevant and that what you need to do is just do things. Do work worth doing. And that if you talk to people, the artist Chuck Close, who said motivation is for amateurs, who make art of any kind on a regular basis, that's what they will tell you. It doesn't matter whether you're in the mood or not. It doesn't matter whether you feel like it. It doesn't matter whether you are afraid. These are all play-by-play, irrelevant. Do work worth doing. Shipping this work into the world is not only your work, but it's the way to live your life. That shipping this work is the safest future we have. That if you're trying to invent a safe future, one that's sure to work, you're almost certainly ignoring the future that's likely to happen. And Leonard Bernstein said this, and I wish it was me, but he was first. I'm no longer quite sure what the question is, but I do know that the answer is yes. And once we can adopt this posture of yes, this posture of shipping, then we can do what Philip Johnson, the architect, wrote, which is that the duty of the artist is to strain against the bonds of the existing style. That the only way that you will make work that matters, that people talk about, that is remarkable, that is a purple cow, is when you strain against the standard.